A Jewish Journal article, Todschatz, Jewish Representation and Grey's Anatomy. On the Thursday, April 13th, double episode of Grey's Anatomy, Todschatz was able to combine his two passions, Jewish education and the entertainment industry. Schatz, who founded the personalized Jewish educational company Hebrew Helpers in 2005, has been a part of 22 films, including The Grotto, Lazy Eye, and Latter Day Jew, as either a producer or production executive. Working on Grey's Anatomy has been a joy for Schatz, as well as a dream project. He has seen every episode of the 19-season show. I was just smiling all the time, Schatz told the Journal. Schatz's stint on Grey's Anatomy, as both Jewish technical advisor and the role of rabbi, is the latest in a new category of Jewish-related projects. Last year, he was the consulting producer on the Emmy-nominated series, Recipe for Change. The episode was entitled, Standing Up to Anti-Semitism. He has served as Jewish technical advisor on other film and TV projects, including Netflix's You People. I love getting to do this type of work with such talented people, Schatz said. It is so important for all cultures and backgrounds to be accurately represented, and I feel honored to do my part. In Shadow of Your Love, 13-year-old patient Grayson Friedman, Colin O'Brien, is panicking about his dark, loud, claustrophobic medical scan. When Dr. Levi Schmidt, Jake Borelli, suggests he sing something to take his mind off of it, Grayson starts practicing the Torah portion for his upcoming bar mitzvah. Colin O'Brien and Todschatz, photo courtesy Todschatz. He's in the CT scan in this darkened room, and he's singing in Hebrew, Schatz said. Grays wanted to get it right. They actually reached out to Schatz before the actor was cast. Schatz coached O'Brien, who is 14, via Zoom the day before the shoot. He became instant friends with him and his mother, Christine. When O'Brien said he had never seen a Torah scroll, Schatz offered to bring his travel Torah to the set. It even counted as a part of his educational time, Schatz said. During that shoot day, Schatz was asked to join a production meeting about the next episode, Mama Who Bore Me, in which Grayson would have his bar mitzvah service in the hospital chapel. Schatz's one-day gig turned into 2 months of consulting and collaborating. Writer Alyssa Jacobson and director Linda Klein included me so much to make sure the service and the party felt authentic, Schatz said. Schatz brought the Torah, the reading podium, candy for throwing, talitot, and prayer books. He basically threw a Hebrew Helper's bar mitzvah at Gray Sloan Memorial. Side note. Jamie Deenbo is a co-executive producer on Gray's, and Hebrew Helper's worked with both of her kids on their B'nai mitzvah. It was just a wonderful coincidence, Schatz said. Schatz loved watching the episodes in their entirety when they aired. As I only saw a couple of scenes prior to this evening's broadcast, I was so drawn into the overall storyline of Grayson Friedman, Schatz said. Colin did such a beautiful job. I loved seeing the throughline of what his character was going through. It made the bar mitzvah scene all the more powerful. A TV show is a window into other experiences and cultures. When it's presented authentically, it has the power to build bridges. Whether it's the medicine on in the show or other cultures being represented, Grey's Anatomy strives to create familiarity with the audience. While neither Borelli nor O'Brien is Jewish, O'Brien also plays a Jewish character, the lead, on Apple TV Plus's Dear Edward. Schatz said the actors were very detailed and dedicated to getting the Hebrew right and representing well the Jewish characters that they were playing. I also think that in my experience when someone who did not grow up with Jewish background plays a Jewish character, the time they spend researching and investing in that Jewish person's story and culture often makes them feel a great connection to us, Schatz said. Schatz's friendship with the O'Briens has continued. While they were still in L.A., he took them to the Megillah reading for Purim at Valley Beth Shalom. Plus, Schatz has started teaching Colin Hebrew via Zoom. He is intrigued by the language and wants to learn how to read, Schatz said. Life is really cool sometimes. Episodes of Grey's Anatomy are available to stream on Hulu.